head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations, Tom. What a hard-fought win for you guys tonight.
No, it was a battle. I mean, that's what we expected. We knew it was going to be a 2-1 game. And, I mean, it was going to be a 2-1 game. Just take a look at the scores over the whole year with them. And the guys dug down deep, and I thought they showed a lot of resiliency in the third period. It wasn't easy, and they had their foot on the gas pedal. I thought we did a good job, you know, really until they scored their goal. They didn't get a lot of momentum at all, you know, and they were flat-footed at the blue line. I thought we did a good job of just kind of staying back and keeping them above us.
They're a team that sees blood in the water, and they attack quickly, don't they?
Well, yeah. The thing that's crazy about Ferris and is difficult is that they throw blind pucks from everywhere, and you have to be alert. And we talked about it 50 times this week. We showed enough clips where you have to have good slot coverage. They're going to throw pucks behind the net, and that's how they scored their first goal. And I'm not saying we fell asleep, but you just have to make sure that you can't give up anything in the slot right there, and we did. And but again, the bottom line is we won the game, Schulte.
Corey Ward took every faceoff there down the stretch. I want to say he was on the ice for the final 90 seconds or maybe even a little bit more. Kyle Bauman was out there too. You got a lot of confidence in Corey in the faceoff dot, but obviously a lot of confidence in Kyle Bauman at a very crucial time of the game.
Well, Schulte, we couldn't change. I don't know if you knew that. That was all those icings. Even on their timeout, you cannot change. We snuck Kyle Bauman out there, actually. he wasn't supposed to be out there. We snuck him out there. And, no, he wasn't supposed to be out there. So that's the reason, though, Schulte. And obviously we couldn't get a line change whatsoever because we were hemmed in.
The two goals that you got, Corey Ward just gets a blatant turnover right out in front, and he makes him pay. And what a spectacular little backhanded saucer pass by John Parker on that second goal, wasn't it?
No, it was a nice play, and you're sitting there saying to yourself, shoot John, and then he makes the play. And we talked about it all week. We just said don't pass up a shot to force a play. But Johnny didn't force that. Actually, it was if you take a look at the lane, there was a direct pass. It really was. Phil was coming in late, and Johnny saw it. And he made a nice play, and Phil just redirected. It was a nice 2-on-1 rush, and it was good timing, and it was a heck of a play by Johnny.
I was thinking to myself, I never said it, but I was thinking to myself, wow, Mike Bitzer could get a shutout here in this building in his first game here, and obviously he didn't, but he seemed to react to everything that happened so quickly, and for a goalie, this place has got to be murder, isn't it?
Oh, it's just, and it is. It's a difficult place to play, and there's no question. And, our guys fought hard, and that was a good win. It was a big win. It was a really big win for our guys. They earned it. They earned it.
Yeah, you needed it with Northern cruising tonight in Sault Ste. Marie. But
what was the score?
Last I saw was 5-0. Let me check here for a moment. Yeah, 5-0 final.
Okay. Gotcha.
I was asked during the game here, I got one question for you. A listener asked if I could compare the Fitzgeralds to the Los Carbos, and they were before my time here. So I'll throw the ball into your court. Are they similar at all?
Different players. Yep, different players. But three brothers. Three brothers, but different players, no question, different players. But all have talent, all have just kind of different skill sets, Schulte. Kind of different skill sets.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Ceratori joining us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Bemidji State hangs on to win at 2-1. They have now won 5 in a row.